The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit has reported 243 new COVID-19 cases and zero deaths in its latest update posted November 29. The new cases reported in the region today are as follows: Collingwood, 4, 3 people between 18 and 34 years old and 1 person between 35 and 44 years old. One case is listed as community acquired, no known link, and the rest are still under investigation. Wasaga Beach, 8, 4 youth under 18 years old, 2 people between 35 and 44 years old, and 2 people between 45 and 64 years old. All 8 cases are still under investigation. Barrie, 116, 46 youth under 18 years old, 25 people between 18 and 34 years old, 11 people between 35 and 44 years old, 26 people between 45 and 64 years old, and 8 people between 65 and 79 years old. 23 cases are linked to close contact, 13 are outbreak related, 7 are listed as community acquired, no known link, and the rest are still under investigation. Springwater, 7, 3 youth under 18 years old, 2 people between 18 and 34 years old, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old, and 1 person over 79 years old. One case is outbreak related, one is linked to close contact, and the rest are still under investigation. Bradford West Gwillimbury, 9, 4 youth under 18 years old, 2 people between 18 and 34 years old, and 3 people between 35 and 44 years old. 2 cases are outbreak related, one is listed as community acquired, no known link, and the rest are still under investigation. Innisfil, 11, 5 youth under 18 years old, 2 people between 18 and 34 years old, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old, and 3 people between 45 and 64 years old. 3 cases are outbreak related, 2 are linked to close contact and the rest are still under investigation. Orillia, 10, 2 youth under 18 years old, 2 people between 18 and 34 years old, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old, 2 people between 45 and 64 years old, 1 person between 65 and 79 years old, and 1 person over 79 years old. 3 cases are linked to close contact, 1 is listed as community acquired, no known link, and the rest are still under investigation. Oro Medonte, 7, 2 youth under 18 years old, 2 people between 18 and 34 years old, and 3 people between 45 and 64 years old. 1 case is linked to close contact and the rest are still under investigation. Remara, 3, 1 youth under 18 years old and 2 people between 45 and 64 years old. 1 case is outbreak related and the other 2 are still under investigation. Severn, 12, 4 youth under 18 years old, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, 3 people between 45 and 64 years old, 2 people over 79 years old. 4 cases are linked to close contact, 1 is outbreak related, 1 is listed as community acquired, no known link, and the rest are still under investigation. Midland, 4, 2 people between 18 and 34 years old, 1 person over 79 years old, and 1 person whose age was not specified. All 4 cases are still under investigation. Penetanguishene, 3, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, and 2 people between 45 and 64 years old. 1 case is linked to close contact and the rest are still under investigation. Tay, 5, 2 youth under 18 years old, 2 people between 18 and 34 years old, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old. 4 cases are linked to close contact transmission and 1 is still under investigation. Tiny, 5, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, 2 people between 45 and 64 years old, and 2 people between 65 and 79 years old. All 4 cases are linked to close contact transmission. Ajala Tosarantio, 5, 3 youth under 18 years old, and 2 people between 45 and 64 years old. 1 case is outbreak related and the rest are still under investigation. New Tecumseth, 6, 2 people between 18 and 34 years old and 4 people between 65 and 79 years old. All cases are still under investigation. Isa, 10, 5 youth under 18 years old, 2 people between 18 and 34 years old, two people between 35 and 44 years old, and one person between 45 and 64 years old. One case is outbreak-related, one is linked to close contact, one is listed as community-acquired, no known link, and the rest are still under investigation. Muskoka District, 18, 15 people from Huntsville, one from Bracebridge, one person from Georgian Bay Township, and one person from Gravenhurst. Included in the new cases reported today are 155 unvaccinated, 9 partially vaccinated, and 79 fully vaccinated people. There are currently 681 active cases in the region. 24 people from Simcoe County and 3 people from Muskoka District are hospitalized with COVID-19. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 15,588 cases of COVID-19 with 14,628 of those cases recovered and 278 cases ending in death. More than 74% of the population living in Simcoe Muskoka, including children, have received both doses of vaccine and 77% have had at least one dose of a vaccine. Active outbreaks. Current school outbreaks in Simcoe County include Ferndale Woods Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 26, 3 cases. Upter Grove Public School, Remara, declared November 26, 3 cases. St. John Vianney Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 26, 8 cases. Unnamed Private School, Simcoe County, declared November 26, 13 cases. Monsignor Lee Catholic Elementary School, Orillia, declared November 24, 2 cases. Hewitts Creek Public School, Barrie, declared November 22, 6 cases. Tosoronto Central Public School, Everett, declared November 22, 13 cases. ESC Nouvelle Alliance Secondary School, Barrie, declared November 19, 2 cases. Esla Karen Secondary School, Penetanguishene, declared November 19, 7 cases. Forest Hill Public School, Midhurst, declared November 19, 5 cases. St. Anne's Elementary School, Penetanguishene, declared November 19, 2 cases. West Bayfield Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 18, 7 cases. Trillium Woods Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 18, 5 cases. Severn Shores Public School, Cumberland Beach, declared November 18, 7 cases. Emma King Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 17, 9 cases. Maple Grove Public School, Barrie, declared November 16, 12 cases. St. Marie of the Incarnation, Bradford, declared November 15, 6 cases. Monsignor Clare Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 15, 5 cases. W.C. Little Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 12, 10 cases. Terry Fox Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 10, 8 cases. St. Catherine of Siena Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 1, 11 cases. An outbreak previously declared Nottawa Elementary School in Clearview Township is now over. There were 3 cases associated with the outbreak. Other ongoing outbreaks reported in Simcoe County include Fitness and Sports Center, Simcoe County, declared November 26, 5 cases. Mapleview Community Church, Barrie, declared November 4, 29 local cases, with more cases in people who live outside the region. Unnamed Shelter in Simcoe County, declared November 19, 9 cases. Unnamed Shelter in Simcoe County, declared November 1, 26 cases. Unnamed Shelter in Simcoe County, declared November 8, 7 cases. Breakdown by municipality. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on November 29. Municipality total cases asterisk recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate weekly incidence rate percent of 12 plus pop. With 2 doses of vaccine adj Tosoronto 257-232, 2 November 28-2, 168,101.75.8% Barrie 5,347-4, 936-131, 8 November 28-3, 485,125.85.1% Bradford WG 2,338-2,272.39 The 2nd of November 28 5,356.48.84.8% Clearview 173-162-5 2 November 22 1,151.47.83.9% Collingwood 304-293 4 November 28 1232 24 89% ESA 614 585 5 3 November 28 2547 42 73.9% INISFL 1473 1420 21 the 1st of November 28 3573 53 83.6% Midland 246 222 6 2 November 28 1,344 33 87% New Tecumseth 1,727 1,690 19 November 27 4,079 40 79.6% Aurelia 452 404 9 3 November 28 1,337 33 89.4% Oro Medant 297 276 6 November 28 1273 21 83.5% Penetanguishene 254 236 8 November 27 2636 83 90.7% Ramara 145 134 1 November 27 1387 48 86% Severn 125 98 3 November 28 834 73 84.6% Springwater 391 362 2 November 28 1824 42 90.7% Tay 149 139 3 1 November 27 1329 62 86.9% Tiny 164 156 2 November 27 1222 N A 79.2% Wasaga Beach 389, 346, 5, 2 November 28 1641 34 86% Tilde fully vaccinated means an individual whose second dose was 14 or more days before the onset of COVID-19 symptoms. Cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital weekly COVID-19 incidence rate per 100,000 by municipality for week of November 14. NA indicates fewer than 5 cases in a week.